The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I just want to make a quick comment just to challenge us all to think. This whole pandemic thing has turned our world upside down. And not because of what the previous caller said. I want to make that clear. Let me just talk in general. We are developing an attitude, not only in America, but around the world, that we have to live in a risk-free world. Folks, that doesn't exist. Everything you do has risk. When do we lift all of the mandates and so on and so forth for COVID? Well, when it's 100%, that's never going to happen. Well, when it's 95%, I don't think that's going to happen either. But here's what I just want to remind you of. You cannot live a risk free life. The liberal left has tried to convince us that risk can be completely done away with. Look at the rules and regulations for playgrounds for children. They're trying to make playgrounds 100% safe. It's not going to happen. And if it would ever happen, the kids would be wrapped in bubble wrap and would never be able to enjoy themselves. Do we need to try to be careful to avoid risk? Yes. Should we take unnecessary risk? No. But it's like driving. What is the percentage of risk that you are going to be in a traffic accident at one time or another in your life? Believe it or not, it's very high. If you drive long enough, the risk is sometimes, sooner or later, you're going to be involved in a traffic accident. So do you stay home? Do you stop driving? Joy and I just a few weeks ago drove all the way to Tampa, Florida, and then we drove all the way back from Tampa, Florida. What are the odds in driving 2,000 miles? I don't know what they are, but I didn't check them. We have come to the place where we are willing to sacrifice our liberty and our freedom for the promise of a risk-free life. Not going to happen. Concerning COVID, and I hope that you don't find this offensive. Joy and I say we've been spared. I honestly think we both had it a year ago. Back a year ago in March, I think we both had it. We had a sickness. It was on both of us, not at the same time. It was then within a week, I think, of each other, which would fit. We had a sickness. It was unlike anything we had ever had. Was it terrible, horrible? Did we almost die? No, praise God. But We were sick. I think we had it. Have I been checked for antibodies? Nope. I'd like to. But anyway. So I think we had it. Don't know. But for the last year, we have, for the most part, lived a normal life. We want to go somewhere, we go. When we want to do something, we do it. If a mask is required, we wear them. I have to wear them here at work. When I leave this studio, the minute I open that door, my boss expects me to have a mask on my face. And guess what? I will. Until I get down to my office, close the door, then I can take the mask off. That's what my company is mandating. That's okay. Most grocery stores and restaurants that we frequent require masks. I wear a mask. It's okay. But you know what? If that grocery store or Home Depot or whatever put up a big sign, folks, we are no longer mandating masks. The mask is staying in the car. We have been blessed. But here's the bottom line. We cannot live our lives in fear. We have known so many people who are just petrified of getting COVID. And the flip side is, we have known people who were just incredibly careful. I mean, incredibly careful. Took all of the precautions. And they got COVID and died. Friends of ours. Took all of the precautions. They were not careless in any way, shape, or form. And got it and died. So, be careful. Be cautious. Don't take unreasonable risks. Like I said, all right, we drove to Florida and back. Did I worry at all? Oh, my goodness. I don't think we can go on this vacation because we could be in an accident. And we certainly could have. But we went. I didn't even think about being in an accident. However, I had the brakes checked on the vehicle before we left. Changed the oil. Before we left, checked traffic before we left, planned where we were going to stop on the way down before we left. I would not get into a car with bad brakes and say, who cares? I'm just be careful, be cautious, take precautions, be wise. But don't live in fear. And I've said this a dozen times. I see people driving around in their cars with masks on, windows up, and I said, come on, folks, that is irrational fear. I had one of our lady listeners take me to task over that. She wrote and said, I wear a mask in my car, but it is not because of irrational fear. And I thought, why? Well, she told me. She says, every time I put that mask on and off, it messes up my hair. And I don't want to mess up my hair, so I put it on, fix my hair, and I don't take it off. Okay. I get that. But there are a whole lot of people. I see people walking, jogging out in the open, no one within 50 or 100 feet of them, wearing a mask, and they're jogging. That's irrational fear. There's no sense in that. So be balanced, be careful, be cautious, but don't live your life in fear. It's going to be interesting. I've got in my stack, I don't know whether I'll get to it or not, one of the primary doctors at Johns Hopkins Hospital says, quote, COVID will be largely gone by April. It's a top doctor at Johns Hopkins. Dr. Anthony Fauci says we may be wearing masks clear until next year. A lot of disagreement. All right, I got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Frank in Columbus. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back. This is Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Just check the call center for Bible League. Nothing today. I'm not complaining, my goodness, we have exceeded our goal, but I would love to see us go even further. I'd love to see us provide more Bibles for Africa. Today, tomorrow, we're done. 800-YES-WORD is the number if you'd like to get in on this. There is a matching grant on the table. Every dollar you give will be doubled. $5 provides a Bible. That's the printing, the shipping, and the distribution. And normally $5 will provide one Bible. Because of the matching grant, $5 will provide two Bibles. Let's see how far we can go. We're at a little over $21,000 right now. Our goal was $12,000. So I'm not complaining. Oh, no, 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 no. I am rejoicing. But I'd like to rejoice even more, because it's not about blasting through goals. It's about getting God's word to the people of Africa who desperately want it, need it, and you can make an eternal difference. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, today, tomorrow, and then we're finished. Or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and click on the Bible League banner. All right, we're going to go to Frank in Columbus. Frank, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome.
Just when you thought you were safe, your regular call screener wasn't there. This guy let me through. Just to let you know, he's not.
I know he's a newbie. He's a newbie, or he would have recognized your voice and immediately hit that dump button.
You going? I know that.
How you doing, Frank?
You know, I'm doing well, Bob.
Good.
I hope you are too.
I am.
You know, you're talking about COVID again. And, you know, oh my goodness. We just can't seem to shake this thing. Now, there's so many new variants and blah, blah, blah. You know, Bob, it was sometime this point in March last year when I got the COVID. By the grace of God, I was out of it for a day and a half with a fever, but mm-hmm. then after that, you know, I survived by the grace of God. But people survive every day. And, you know, more people survive than actually die. We know that the numbers aren't exactly right because, you know, they were given $40,000 for anybody who dies in a hospital. You know, for anybody to die from COVID, well, I don't know why they could get a bonus, but they got a bonus for death. I mean, you know, it makes no sense to me. But like you say, you cannot live your life in fear. I missed 10 days of work. I haven't missed any other time before I got sick and after due to COVID. I'm out there every day. I go to the store quite a bit. I'm building a cabin. I'm in Lowe's, Home Depot. You know, I wear my mask, but I don't wear it properly. My nose is exposed. And I'll tell you what, Bob, that mask, I used to be a fireman on the hazmat team in the military. You know, when you don a mask, it has to have a seal around your face. Otherwise, you're going to breathe in whatever's out there. So you're wearing this piece of cloth that has holes on the sides, holes on the top, holes underneath. You're sucking in air. You know, it's really not doing anything, really.
Well, let me ask you this, Frank. If before you got COVID, if someone would have convinced you, if you would wear a proper mask and wear it the way it was intended to be worn, you would have a 95% chance of never getting COVID. Would you have? But I'm just saying if. I'm hypothetical.
Hypothetically.
Would you have gotten the proper mask, worn it properly, and so forth, if you could have been convinced that you would have been spared COVID if you had done that?
No. You know, Bob, you know why? You know, it's like the people I see. You talk about people jogging down the road. How about the guy in a car all by himself with a pair of gloves on, contaminating his steering wheel the whole time because he's been in the store touching stuff?
I saw that the other day. I saw somebody the other day wearing gloves in his car all alone. I saw that.
With a mask on.
Yeah, with a mask on.
He gets an itch on the bridge of his nose. He takes that glove and he wipes it. And, you know, he's touching the steering wheel. Now when he gets out, if he doesn't, again, being medically trained, there's a proper way to take off gloves because you don't contaminate.
Yeah, I know.
People don't know how, not everyone knows how to do that either.
Well, so, hey, you know, Frank, I am so grateful that you got better and God spared you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Honestly, Bob, I just want to tell people not to live in fear, though.
Yeah.
Because you know what? If your number can be called anytime. You're going to live a life, you know, you're going to live a whole year in fear and not live your life because of fear. You cannot.
Can't
do
it. Can't do it. Thanks, Frank.
All right, thanks,
good
Bob.
To talk to you. All right. Bye-bye. And it's true. Can't be careful. Be cautious. Don't be cavalier. You know, but don't live your life in fear either. Don't. All right. Oh, I don't have time to get into that story. Let me just real quick. I've got the call center up. Let me see if anyone has called 800-YES-WORD today. Let me just see. No. So let me go to the online call center. Well, it's not a call center. The online report center. Let me refresh and see if anybody has gone online today. No. Again, we are so blessed. This audience, and again, folks, this is not important. It really isn't. But I just want you to know how special you are. There are radio stations all across America participating in this Bible League campaign. I've got the report in my hands of all of the radio stations participating in America. Number one, top of the list, WRFD, Life Changing Radio, Columbus, Ohio. You folks are number one in America. Thank you. But I think we can go a little further. 800-YES-WORD. Why don't you call if you haven't already? We'll be back.